Clipper Audio presents an unabridged recording of Wings of Fire by Charles Todd, narrated by Samuel Gillies. This work is copyrighted 1998 by Charles Todd. This recording is copyrighted 1999 by W.F. Howes Limited. When reclusive war poet Olivia Marlowe and her half-brother Nicholas Cheney die together in their ancestral home on the Cornish coast, it looks like suicide. The grieving relatives gather together to discuss the fate of Borkhamhall Hall when another shocking death occurs. Inspector Ian Rutledge, who is still shell-shocked from his experiences in the Great War, is sent from Scotland Yard to investigate. Rutledge is soon convinced that the answers to this baffling case lie within the family's secret history. As he delves into their tragic past, he is forced to confront some very disturbing truths about the people he has come to know. And now, Wings of Fire, Chapter 1. The bodies were discovered by Mrs. Trepoll, widow, occupation, housekeeper and cook to the deceased. It was not a morning of swirling sea mists and grey drifting sheets of rain, although afterward Mrs. Trepoll remembered it that way. In fact, the clouds had lifted in the night. The sea was gleaming in patchy May sunlight down below the headland. The house cast long shadows across the wet grass, and an unseasonable warmth already touched the light breeze as she came out of the wood at the side of the big kitchen garden. Her eyes jealously studied the cabbages in their neat rows, measuring them against